Prime Minister Dr. Ralph Gonsalves has reiterated that vaccination is an important tool in the fight against COVID-19. The Prime Minister said persons should carefully consider the implications of being unvaccinated.
Some places impose it mandatorily, but we are not doing that. We outline the circumstances, frontline workers, nurses, doctors, police, prison officers, people who work at airports and seaports and customs and immigration and the like. Now, in my view, that you may have a fisherman who will say, well, you know, Ralph, you know, I don't feel any sense of urgency to take the vaccine because I just deal with my family and I interact too much with people and the mahi-mahi which I fish, them ain't giving me COVID and I ain't giving it COVID. Same thing the man who planting yam or potato or dashin may say that. But they will insist that if they go into the hospital that they want to be treated by a doctor and a nurse who are vaccinated. And if the doctor and the nurse think it is acceptable for them not to be vaccinated, let them leave state employment and put up their shingle saying, Dr. John Brown, Nurse Jane Brown, we are unvaccinated. Please come and see us. All are welcome. And see how many persons they get to come to their clinic.
Prime Minister Dr. Ralph Gonsalves. In the region, as residents in some parts of the region continue to oppose mandatory COVID-19 vaccination, Caribbean Community CARICOM Chairman Prime Minister Gaston Brown of Antigua and Barbuda says the percentage of fully vaccinated residents is unacceptably low. Prime Minister Brown said he fears that the low numbers are putting herd immunity out of reach for the near future. He said the region needs to come together to fight the issue of vaccine hesitancy, which is perhaps the most significant threat to the region at this time. And a push is coming from the Private Sector Organization of Jamaica, the PSOJ, for the government to get tough on people who refuse to be vaccinated against the COVID-19 virus. Keith Duncan, the president of the PSOJ, made the call yesterday, noting that the country is in a crisis position at this point in time. And on the international scene, New Zealand has announced a snap lockdown after one man tested positive for COVID-19, the first case in 6 months. The case was detected in Auckland, which will be in lockdown for a week, while the rest of the country will be in lockdown for 3 days. Authorities there say they're working on the assumption that the new case was the Delta variant. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern said the toughest level 4 rules were required, closing schools, offices and all businesses, with only essential services remaining operational. And the European Medicines Agency has started an accelerated review process to determine if a common arthritis drug might help people who have been hospitalized with severe COVID-19 months after the drug was granted an emergency use authorization in the United States. In a statement on Monday, the EU drug regulator said it was assessing an application to extend the use of tocilizumab for adults suffering from severe coronavirus in hospital who were already being treated with other steroids or required extra oxygen, including via a ventilator. I'm Leslie DeBeek with today's COVID-19 update.